welcome to the WOAFM 99 Radio Show, episode 8 of season 20 today. And we've got some amazing songs for you, of course, the certified indie songs of the week. But we also have a very special guest in the studio today. And it is a band all the way from Connecticut in America. This is View 19, and we've got Sean and Lorenzo from the band joining me in the studio. So stick around right in the middle of the show. The guys join me over the phone because, you know, they couldn't fly in because of COVID. So we kick off the show today with Out of This World by my friend Mick Orton from the band The Silvers. Now, this is Mick's brand new kind of live music setup. With his band The Silvers, and this is one of the new songs, Out of This World. So Mick has been on the show before, and after The Silvers and the brand new single Out of This World, we've got my friend Yngwie Thor Cormackson. Now, he's a producer of the song, and the singers on this track is Veitan and Hansa. And the song is an Icelandic song. Now, we featured this song on our last show, and we had a lot of people, you know, writing in, asking me to replay the song, and it's the first time we ever played a song from Iceland. And the way we pronounce it, kind of like in the English alphabet, Thad Sem Geratharf. I have no idea what it means, but damn, it's a great, great song, okay? And Yngwie, you gotta let us know what this song means, man. I hope I'm not playing some bad words or something on the show. All right, so after that, we've got If You Know, You Know by Storm, aka Storm. Now, this guy is a star in the making, okay? Hip-hop, urban sound that is so today, you know, and this, and his production level is just right up there with the stars of hip-hop. And I kid you not, he's an independent artist who's making music that makes the majors run for cover. So this is If You Know, You Know, and Storm, aka Storm, was in the studio with me a couple of weeks ago. So if you missed that show, go back and listen to that episode, because you'll get to know this amazing artist, Storm, aka Storm. I'm hoping to get him back on the show with some of his new music. He's got some new music coming out, so stick around for that. After Storm, aka Storm, we've got my friend Mick J. Clark, who's currently, right now, number 3 in America on the world charts. I kid you not. If you go to the iTunes world charts right now, Mick J. Clark is number 3. So he hit the top 10 today, and slowly but surely he's been rising. So he went from 6 to 5 to 4, and now he's at number 3. My fingers are crossed when we wake up in the morning in the UK. He'll be at number 1 in America. All the best to Mick J. Clark. Amazing. And then, of course, we've got Lorenzo and Sean from View 19 joining me in the studio. And then we feature their amazing song, MMQB. Now, you might be wondering what MMQB means. Now, MMQB is basically Monday Morning Quarterback. Okay, Lorenzo is a big sports fan, so I think we're going to be listening to a lot of songs with sports analogies in it, you know, so it's pretty cool. I mean, my kind of guy, you know, this is awesome. So it's MMQB, great, great song, and you got to listen to the interview to get to know who View 19 is and all their lovely stuff that they're doing. And after View 19, I've got Clark Ford, who's been, you know, on the airwaves all over the place. He's been taking over TikTok, by the way. So if you haven't found Clark Ford's music on TikTok, you have to, because he's got hundreds, if not thousands, of people using his music on TikTok. And his songs are also on, like, Eminem's Spotify playlists and things like that. And now he's even picking up in Japan and China. And he makes country music, okay? So this is country music. And his brand new album is called You're the Best, and it's some of his best country songs all put together. And WOA is completely behind this album. It's some of his best music. Now, Clark does make jazz and pop and rock, but and also country, obviously, but he's in my opinion, he's one of the best country writers. He's really, really good. And this is one of his new songs that we haven't really played on the show, and it's one of my favorites, because I keep calling Clark Ford Clark Kent, and the reason for that is because of this song called I'm Not Superman. So you gotta check it out. It's a great song, and I'm really happy to play this song on the show today. Let me know what you think about I'm Not Superman. After that, we've got one of my favorite artists of season 20, The Key Rocks from Ireland, and this is his song Show Me Something. Now, The Key Rocks has been supported by WOA's commercial radio team, and he hit number 1 on the easy listening charts in the UK, number one. And he's been on that, he was on that number one placement for a long time on the official iTunes easy listening charts. This is huge for an independent artist, you know. So congrats again to The Key Rocks, and it's Kevin Murphy, the man behind Key Rocks. These are some of my favorite songs today on the show, and I'm really excited for you guys to kind of fall in love with all these songs the way I have. Last but not least on the show is Susan Vesner with her song Image of Your Face. Susan hit the jazz charts just a few weeks ago in the UK, and we're hoping to hear more from Susan. Susan is also into blues and, you know, other different forms of music, even Broadway stuff and all that. You know, she's a great keyboard player and a Hammond organ player. And I'm hoping that Susan Vesner joins us in the UK soon for the WOA Summer Tour. Hopefully, once COVID-19 has passed, then we can have our next WOA Summer Tour in the UK. But that's it for today. These are the certified indie songs of the week. And before I go, I'd like to inform everybody that on Sunday at 4 p.m. UK time, my band and me will be doing a live stream where we'll be previewing, we'll be kind of giving all our fans a preview of my upcoming album called Garage Sessions Volume 1. So we're literally going to be playing the 10 songs off the album exactly how they appear on the album. So please do tune in. We'll be on Instagram at Oliver Sean, because that's our main focus for this live stream. Instagram is our primary social media platform for this live stream. And then, of course, Facebook, because we've got a massive following on Facebook, so we can't really ignore Facebook. And of course, YouTube, our official channel on YouTube, where we go live in 4K with multiple camera setups. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you Sunday if you can make it for my live stream Garage Sessions. And before I go, I want to wish Peter Gray from the Sunday Sessions in Australia on 88.5 FM in Swan, Australia, a very happy birthday, my friend. Cheers. Oliver Sean saying goodbye.
sem ég ferðala því þörf nú að slaka á Ég þarf svo margt að drífi dag og dagsverk þetta ekkert smá Ég syng langar listan minn og líf mér þessa dagana Þá stillist kvíða stingurinn og staðan ég mun lagana Glópa þarf að fjótum allt í þúsund hluti þarf að spá Borga hér og borga það, bolla legg og slá og þarf að klippa strákana athuga með rennuna og kaupa nýja gólflista panta mér í málningu og muna skipta á rúminu taka til í hólinu og taka veld úr sporinu Já, það þarf að kaupa þurftu blöð og þrýfa bílinn sinn kemst í lag ef ljúka þessu næ strikist eitthvað út annars strax ég fæ
Good, it's your boy Storm, aka Storm, and you're tuned into the WOA FM 99 radio show. I want to say a big thank you to my fans in the UK for taking my song, If You Know You Know, to the top 20 on the official hip-hop charts here. Stay tuned, my song is coming up right here on my favorite radio show, WOA FM 99.
Saying I'll make it. Know that one day that I'll do this, and now we don't have to embrace all the pain that we've been through. We just gotta blaze in the music. We spending this money and not even thinking, but knowing damn well that we can't take it with us. Swear that they hit all the shit that we did, and the hatred is bitter. Me and my dogs, we came from a little of niggas that came from hitters. I'm sorry to say, but you really can't change up a sinner. The thoughts I envision can spark up a spliff. Put that bitch in rotation. All the shit I'm mistaken. There's only some shit that I'm spitting. I'm chilling, I'm patient, and I ain't taking a fast route. Steady getting all this cash. Now, all my niggas in the bag, and we steady putting on the mag. Doubt, fake niggas sit your ass down. Put my niggas on the map. Now, these street lights in the dark seem to really keep all this in the past. Doubt, this got that chilling, steady feeling. About to make a mill. They hate what we became, but we ain't changing how you take it, feel.
Yeah.
lights, I glisten. Said that it might make us different. If I go to hell and I'm dripping, I've sent all my demons as well, and it can't be the cell up in prison. I'm milling, I'm scared if he ever been given a second, and then he starts sharing. They whipping the barrier, clipping your head, shit, it better be dim. Better tell him I ain't missing. Rolling up tight on the mission. Tell him that wife from the kitchen. I never liked the attention, but now I'm right where I'm distant. She wanna know what it costs. Told her that's only for boss. She couldn't handle the loss of the pain of her dolls. Better she don't give a thought. Look, I ain't as deep as them niggas, you know, to be chilling with master's degrees. I recall I got bachelor's lease, and my passion for rapping is backed by the fact that I'm actually he. On that we agree. Know that he did it, Mosaic, my nigga, he back on the beat. Now pass me the key. If you know it's the track, and I'm back and relaxing with me. Look, I live with the consequences. Pray I got God's forgiveness. Then think about all of the profit I'm spending, and how all my friends are the ops in this evident. I've been ready, but they ain't. Yeah. Try to change me, but they can't. Yeah. Guess it's my fault that I never explained, and my dreams are a thing that I cannot escape. Yeah.
Serenade you, won't you please say you stay? We can sing and drink and dance the night away, yeah. But if you left, it wouldn't be right. Say you wanna be in my arms tonight. I've been such a fool, pretty way too cool. You gotta believe me, you know I really wanted to know you from the start. You know I always wanted to hold you. You know I only wanted to show you all the love I keep deep in my heart. Now I'm feeling loneliness and emptiness, 'cause you came and said goodbye. If you would only change your mind, dance with me tonight. We could start anew. I'm in such a fool, baby. Say you're gonna stay and let me dance with you. Everybody's doing the sounds of the samba, doing the lambada all night. But how can I mambo when I'm all in limbo? Come on and take a chance with me and let's dance. Let's take it out onto the floor for some sweet romance. Hey, muchacha, I love you, I want you. Like a serenade, won't you please say you'll stay?
Stay,
please stay. We can sing, drink, dance the night away, yeah. But if you left, it wouldn't be right. Say you wanna be in my arms tonight. I'm a such a fool, ready, way too cool. You gotta believe me, you know I really wanted to know you from the start. You know I always wanted to hold you in my arms. You know I only wanted to show you all the love I keep deep in my heart. Now I'm feeling loneliness and emptiness, 'cause you came and said goodbye. If you could only change your mind, we can start anew. I'm such a fool, baby. Say you're gonna stay and let me dance with you. Say you're gonna stay until it's just us two, baby. Say you're gonna stay and let me dance with you. Everybody's doing the salsa, so the samba, doing the lambada all night. But how can I mambo when I'm all in limbo? Come on and take a chance with me and let's dance. Let's take it out onto the floor for some sweet romance. Hey, muchacha, I love you, I want you. I can serenade you, won't you please say you'll stay? Please stay. We can sing and drink and dance the night away.
I love you, I want you.
Right, folks, so today we've got a band joining us in the studio, and it is View 19. Now, these guys, we discovered their music a few, like a month ago, I think, and there was this one particular song that really caught my ear, I should say. And it was called MMQB, and I was like, what is MMQB? And then we realized it was Monday Morning Quarterback, and that, well, finally it was football, so I really needed to find out who the band was. And here we have them right in the studio, View 19, Sean and Lorenzo. Sean, how you doing?
Good, how are you, Oliver?
I'm great, and Lorenzo, how are you doing?
Doing great. I'm excited to be on this podcast with you.
I must tell our listeners that Lorenzo and Sean are in different locations, okay? And I'm in a different location, and we're doing this via Skype audio. So if there's a lot of cross chatter, you gotta forgive us for that. All right. So Sean, tell us more about MMQB.
Well, it's a sarcastic type of song, a little bit. A story about people that are in our lives that can be a little bit judgmental,
right?
I guess. And so, you know, it's a—I would say—a concept that Lorenzo came up with, and like we do on a lot of our songs, we kind of go back and forth in building the song, and you know, everybody has experiences with people like that that. Are kind of critical and judgmental, and so we thought it would be a good song.
So Lorenzo, was there a particular reason? I mean, how did that come to mind? You know, like why Monday Morning Quarterback?
Yeah, I'm a big sports guy. I love sports, and I also like to write. I sometimes just jot things down when I have an idea, and I wrote something as I was watching a game or after a game, and I put it down and I said, "Hey, Sean, what do you think of this?" And then we just started talking about how cool it would be if we could do a song where I would write the lyrics and he would actually do the music. So I gave him the lyrics. He rearranged it a little bit, came up with some piano concepts and most of the music, and then sent it back, and we kind of went back and forth, and we thought it was a really cool idea.
Sean, where is View 19 based? Are you based in different parts of America or within one state?
We are actually both in Connecticut. In fact, we were trying to be in one place today, but we had feedback issues, so I apologize for that.
Oh, that's the problem.
But yeah, we get together, you know, because of COVID, we haven't for quite some time. Today is the first time we kind of got back together in several months. Well, gosh, it's probably a year at least.
Oh, wow.
But yes,
really?
He lives on the shore, and I'm more in the heart of Connecticut.
In the heart of Connecticut. Cool. And Lorenzo, do you and Sean, do you all do live gigs, performances around Connecticut or New York, for example?
We haven't done that so much as of yet. I mean, we just started making music in 2019 before COVID hit.
Okay.
And we were kind of, you know, getting to the point where, you know, we wanted to get some of our original songs done. So we have 22 original songs
now. Wow, 22? That's amazing.
All together. Yeah, so we've been plugging along with that. And then if we get a song that that people like and gets a lot of listens, we'll start playing them out.
You know, I think, Sean and Lorenzo, I think MMQB is one of my favorite songs from the songs that you've sent in to WOA. But there's other music as well. But personally, I believe MMQB is a hit potential, and we do think it's gonna really get take you guys to that level. I've heard your other music, and each song has a different genre feel. How did that come about? Let's go with Lorenzo. How did that come about?
Yeah, our backgrounds, and Sean could also chime in on this. They're so diverse.
Okay.
We love all kinds of music, from rock to classical to blues to country. We really have no boundaries, and that's kind of the concept of the idea of U19. And Sean could also speak to how this all kind of came about with the different genres. We have no limits. We want to explore everything.
Nice.
And that's why we're excited to continue with making more songs and continuing to stretch our artistic creative channel. Yeah.
Good. And Sean, are you open to working with other producers and stuff like that, or are you guys only sticking with each other and, you know, going that direction?
Well, we're a team, but we're open to all types of arrangements and collaborations.
I think because your music is so diverse, I think you guys are trying to kind of nail your genre. Am I right? Like trying to find what works the best as a team.
Yes, we're in a discovery process. What we like about your show is it's very eclectic, and we're very eclectic. You know, we probably will try to fine tune a little bit into, you know, what works best for us.
True. Yeah. We really love
to collaborate with other artists as much as possible. That's one of our main tenets as far as one of our goals.
Excellent. So aside from MMQB, what's the other song that you guys are pushing a lot? Sean?
Well, I believe you had said on one of your earlier podcasts that it was fairly rare. You actually accepted a couple of other songs.
Exactly.
So three total.
Yeah.
Yes.
True.
So the other ones are Big Night Out and Hide and Seek.
Oh, right. Okay. So tell us more. Tell me, because obviously if you're going to be playing those songs because they were selected by the team, you know, and I think one of the reasons was because each song sounded so different that I kind of figured out that you guys are trying to kind of find your space in the music industry or whatever, but each one has its own kind of charm, you know. So tell me more about Hide and Seek.
No, actually, Hide and Seek was probably the even though it's on our latest album, it was the first song.
Really?
Or one of the first songs, that Sean and I actually collaborated on together.
Oh.
And that kind of song, that song and another song called Face to Face in the Dark were the first two songs that that brought us together. And that song is just a fun song, you know. We both have kids, and you know, in relationships, basically, people can act like children sometimes. So, so that was the whole idea behind that song. And and when we did that song, we were like, you know what, we could do a lot of songs where we were collaborating to bring something to each other's music. And and it's been ever since then. It's been we've continued this journey, so it's been a lot of fun.
Excellent. And what's the other one, the third one?
That was Big Night Out.
Big Night Out. So Sean, tell me about Big Night Out.
It's sort of our take on the escapism of you know, the end of the work week. Sort of, you work your ass off all week. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, of course you can. Go for it. I can always bleep it out.
And then, you know, just sort of images from times that I've gone out and had a great time. And, you know, Lorenzo, I think actually we kind of did that in reverse. I think Lorenzo did a lot of the initial music, and I came up with a lot of the lyrics.
Okay.
But we go back and forth and expanded on it. I put a lot of piano in there. He did a lot on the revision of the lyrics, but it's basically just blowing off some steam and having some fun.
Nice.
What it's about.
So what instruments do you guys play? Lorenzo, do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I do a lot of, I played some trumpet, but I do a lot of electronic stuff on the keyboards, also with software.
Okay.
So I really enjoy experimenting with different sounds and different notes and creating structures.
Nice.
For the songs.
Yeah.
That's one of the big things that I like to do. And then you know, working on the arrangements.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Sean, what do you play?
I play piano, you know, probably starting in sixth grade through high school. I took lessons, and I mostly, even before I started taking lessons, I just like to make stuff up. And so it's kind of been therapeutic for me my whole life just to make up riffs.
Nice.
And so, meeting Lorenzo, he's very good at arranging things. So, it's a way for me to be creative, a creative outlet. And then, so we just, I just come up with riffs and we figure out ways to put them together into songs. And, you know, he can do a lot with the electronic aspect of it.
How did you guys meet each other? Have you all been friends for years, or what happened? How did you guys, you know, connect? Lorenzo. Sean, go for it. Sorry, man. I'm just calling out names here.
I'm married to one of his friends from college. So okay. My wife introduced us, and Lorenzo was actually we became good friends, and he was in my group in the wedding. One of the four people I had. So we've been friends for a long time.
Wow, that's really good. That's really cool.
Yeah, well over 20 years. So we don't want to give away our ages or anything.
Well, yeah. Over 20 years. So you guys kind of know each other so well that your music kind of is really blending together. I'm really happy about that. That's amazing. Wishing you guys the best of luck with your music, man, because I can hear some good stuff. And speaking of that, MMQB is already picking up a lot of steam on Spotify. Have you noticed?
Yes, we took a look at that yesterday, and saw some new activity. So that's exciting. Thank you for all your support on that.
It's all about the song, Lorenzo. I mean, it's a great song, so you know, which is why we're kind of supporting it that much as well. So I think a lot of the playlist partners that we work with, and also radio and retail, they've now started kind of, you know, pushing that song and using, because we've really plugged it, you know, because we said this is the next big song by an independent artist. My hope is that MMQB gets into the charts, man, because that will really propel you guys to the next level, you know, and you need that.
Yeah, we actually have a second version of MMQB on the album, on our latest album.
Really?
We call it the offensive line version.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Send that over to me. You know, we can put that on a podcast only version and say it's explicit, you know, so that, you know, people know what it is all about. So send it over. I'd love to kind of listen to that one.
Awesome.
Guys, do you all have a big social media presence?
We're on all the different social media outlets, yes, but, working on, you know, building it out. Okay. So we definitely appreciate all that you're doing.
Sean, do you want to plug in your different usernames so that we can actually promote that to the fans, you know?
Our Instagram is ViewXIX, so like it's View19, but in Roman numerals. And we use that pretty much for Facebook as well.
Okay.
Those are our group page on Facebook. And we also have View19.com, which is a great site that has all of our songs,
of
the Apple and Spotify links on there, and all the lyrics and a lot of videos, and there's a lot more to come on that.
Oh, that's really good. So View19, the website, Lorenzo, the website, is it XIX or is it 19?
Actually, yeah, for the website, it's View 19.
19, okay. So listeners, please go to view19.com and check out all their material there, but also on social media. So you're on Facebook and Instagram, right, guys?
Yeah.
And guys, you were saying you're making music videos as well. So what video is ready as of now, which is of a high broadcast quality?
At the moment, we don't have that. What we have is a lot of lyric videos for earlier singles. But our objective, I would say, for this year is to come up with a high quality full-length video.
All right.
So that's a goal.
Yeah, because, you know, I have a TV show that I host, and I also help in the production. It's called the WA TV Show, and season 5 kind of kicks off this month, actually, later this month. So, well, whenever you guys have a really good video, you gotta send that in, because we work with VH1 and MTV and all these guys, because I used to be a presenter on MTV. So, so we can always kind of plug that in for you, you know.
That would be awesome.
That will be awesome. And by the way, I am on my way to Canada as soon as travel restrictions are removed to film a video for my friend Richard Simpson from Silent Stranger in Toronto. So we should meet when I come to North America next.
Absolutely.
That'll be great.
That would be great.
You guys can show me Connecticut.
Where is that? That's in Toronto, you said?
Yeah, that's in Toronto. Well, close to Toronto. But he's going to be coming to Toronto for the music video shoot. So, guys, it was great talking to you. And we're going to be playing my favorite song by Vue 19, MMQB, the decent version, I should say. and also, listeners, Vue 19 is going to be back on the show very soon once we start promoting their other music. By the way, you have to stick around to listen to their other songs, because actually, don't stick around, just go to their website and listen to all their other music. They have some great stuff, and each song is literally completely different from the other one. I mean, at least that's what I heard. Every time I heard a different song by Vue 19, it's really amazing to kind of discover what's going to come next. You know, is it going to be country? Is it going to be rock? Is it going to be pop? And they've got it all. So here is Vue 19 with MMQB.
Tuned to the WOAFM 99 radio show and podcast. Stay tuned to hear a song from my new album, You're the Best, coming up right here on my favorite radio show.
What happened to us? We used to fly side by side. I don't know what you want anymore, can't read your mind. I don't have a cape, don't wear tights, I'm not Superman. But I wish I could turn back time. Talk to me and maybe we could still work it out together. Did something change and it flew right by? I don't have X-ray vision for that. something I said, an expectation I didn't meet. Is it someone else or is it just me? Did you want me to be more than I am? My heart's breaking, it's not made of steel. Talk to me and maybe we could still work it out together. Did something change and it flew right by?
Something that I need to say, I've got something that you need to hear, I've got something that I need to show, I've got something that you need to know. And it's driving me insane. Tell me something that you need to hear. Tell me something that I need to say. Tell me something that you need to show. Tell me something that I need to know. Ooh. Is it driving you insane? Show me something that I need to see. I'll show you something what you mean to me. Grow my love and that's all you know. Show my love and that's how you know. Whoa. It's still driving me insane. I've got something that I need to say. I've got something that you need to hear. Got something that I need to show. I've got something that you need to know. Mm-hmm.
love to see your face and be in the presence of you. But in these crazy times, there's not much we can do. I long to get to know you, just us two alone. But all we can do now is email, text, or phone. I'd love to feel your touch and drink your essence in. Someday we'll have a chance to maybe start over again. Somewhere in time and in another place, we'll be able to have that physical embrace.
Crazy old guys who run our lives, yeah, whatever.